This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the Bet Rivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider.
Well, this is Betting Weekly Extra Time Europa League and Europa Conference League edition. You're with Dan Roebuck and returning Daniele Fisichella, Steve Wiss, and Will White. We are down to the last eight in both competitions. Liverpool are favourites for the Europa League. Leverkusen on the other side of the draw. Steve, that was quite handy, wasn't it, for sponsors and so on? Liverpool and Leverkusen being kept apart. Unlike the Champions League, there is no angle in here. Liverpool are favourites, minus 112. Leverkusen, who will tipped up right at the start of the season, a massive price, a plus 350. What do you make of the draw? Any sort of angles in for futures players if they want to get involved ahead of the quarterfinals?
Are you suggesting there might have been some warm balls?
No, Dan? I don't think there was any warm balls. I just think it's worked out nicely for them, hasn't it?
I am struggling to see beyond a Liverpool against Bayer Leverkusen final. It just feels written as well, doesn't it? This sort of swan song for Klopp in Dublin, isn't it? It's going to be this big party. Yep. And I'm not saying Liverpool are going to win it, but I think Liverpool-Leverkusen, it felt like it's going to be that final for quite some time, and the draw has only just kind of confirmed it to me. So, you know, we do have Will's Leverkusen pick at a big price pre-season, of course. Mm. So that may well go the distance for us.
It would be remiss of us not to say that there are three Serie A sides in the last eight here. Obviously, Milan, Roma drawn together. So we will have one Italian team in the semi-finals. Atalanta against Liverpool is a tough draw for Gasperini's side. But Daniel, you've got to be pleased, and it helps your coefficient. Do you see an Italian side winning it, or is it Liverpool or Leverkusen for you?
It's going to be really, really tough. But I think that, as it was for the last year in the Champions League, when Napoli and Milan were drawn on the same side of the, and then with Inter, that's our best chance, really, for an Italian side to make it through as much as possible. Because I think, had Milan or Roma drawn anybody else like Leverkusen, West Ham, it would have been difficult, of course. But you never know. Both Milan and Roma are in great form at the moment, in the last month and a half. So you could say that, in terms of form and in terms of momentum, they are no worse than Liverpool and Leverkusen, of course, when it comes to overall quality. But let's not forget Roma last year, the finalist, should be taken into account. Milan, a team that comes from the Champions League, so of course used to match with top opposition. So I think it won't be a foregone conclusion, nonetheless, depending which semi-final we'll see.
I'm a little bit surprised, Will, that Leverkusen are plus 350. I mean, you could make a good case maybe even at that price. I guess they're in the slightly harder side of the draw because, a Serie A side to play in the semi-final. And West Ham, whatever we think about West Ham, say domestically, their wage bill would suggest that they should be one of the top sides in this competition. And they've got a bit of European pedigree as well. So maybe that's factored in just a little bit with Leverkusen. Because they're plus 135 with BetRivers to make the final. That could be a little bit of a gimme. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't agree, Dan. Even though I've been really bullish Leverkusen all season, there's just some signs there. I mean, first of all, I just can't believe what Xabi Alonso keeps continuing to achieve there. It's unbelievable. But no disrespect to the likes of Borja Iglesias and Nathan Teller and other players that, you kind of question whether they're like top tier European competition players. The signs I'm talking about are that some of the sharp syndicates out there are starting to take on Leverkusen. And often they're ahead of these trends. They're ahead of the data. They kind of can see these things coming. They've been losing their money over the past few weeks doing that. But I think AC Milan could be more of a challenge to Leverkusen in the semi-finals if AC make it through and if Leverkusen make it through. Maybe I'm slightly more concerned than I normally would be because we've got a big futures on them at a huge price. But it certainly plays into their favour that the Bundesliga race is pretty much done. Liverpool are very likely to be distracted with a potential title race. The final's 3 days after the final Premier League game day. But, you know, I would fancy Liverpool in a final against Leverkusen. And I kind of, if you could get plus 200 AC Milan in the semi-final versus Leverkusen, that would also be a good hedging opportunity for us, I think.
You see, that's interesting because I look at the Leverkusen results and I see them scramble over the line so often against the Carabags and the rank and file of the Bundesliga. But then I look at an expected goal figure and I think, well, they deserved it and they should have won by 2 and 3. So I'm, you know, my fears are allayed. Should I be looking at other data sets here to see any sort of cracks in the Leverkusen armor, Will?
I mean, their XG supremacy per 90, I think, is plus 1.12 in Bundesliga this season compared to Bayern's plus 1.69. So Bayern are by far...
You love Bayern Munich, don't you? You absolutely love Bayern.
I'm just telling the story that the data tells, Dan. But look, I'm a Leverkusen fan. I've been bullish all season. The underlying data does suggest often in these games that look close and they're dramatic and they finish with Leverkusen scoring in the final few minutes and kind of being these mentality monsters, that actually they were just the better team all along. But I'm not sure they're as good as the elite European teams.
Plenty of picks in the Europa League. We'll look at the Conference League as well for you over the course of the next half an hour. Liverpool, Atalanta, we're going to tackle first. Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern time. Liverpool, short price favourites, minus 286. Atalanta, plus 700. Draw, plus 440. Liverpool's home record has been unbelievable. Will, you are rowing in with a side that earlier today had a bit of a dent in their domestic title challenge by drawing with Manchester United, but I presume here against Atalanta, you're all in with Liverpool. What's your play?
My play is actually both teams to score, yes, at minus 129. But I do also like Daniele's play, and I won't give away what that is, but I do like it. I think perhaps we're kind of leading into that anyway. But Liverpool, for me, their defence has still got huge question marks. They've conceded in their last seven. They've conceded in 14 of the last 17. They conceded in both legs versus Sparta Prague in the previous round. They conceded in 4 out of 6 group stage games. And across that sample of however many games I've just reeled off there in total, at least half of those teams are far weaker than Atalanta. And so certainly in an attacking sense. So the fact that you're getting close-ish to even money on essentially Atalanta scoring a goal in this, I think it's too big. I think we can all agree that Liverpool are highly likely to get on the score sheet here. So really, you've got to kind of look at how likely is it that Atalanta do too. Atalanta themselves scored in 16 of the last 18. They scored in all 8 Europa League games so far this season. And if you add into the max the fact that Liverpool will likely rotate, probably less than they normally would in the Europa League game, Klopp seems to be managing the squad very well. That helps having 5 substitutions, etc., etc. I still think they'll rotate. They do have question marks in defence. Maybe Konate comes back in. He might be injured. Kwanzaa had a dodgy moment or two today. Both teams to score, yes. Looks like great value, minus 129.
Yes, I must admit, I've put your selection down next to Daniele's name in my running order. So let's get Daniele's pick, which is all in on Liverpool. Daniele.
I'm going to go for Liverpool, as you're ending at minus 1.25, minus 134. So Liverpool to win with 2 goals margin. If they only win by 1 goal, you lose half a stake. Because we all talk about Liverpool earlier. I mean, they've been dominant. They've been fantastic at home. And when it comes to Atalanta, their away form is a little bit patchy. Tonight, they lost to Cagliari 2-1. They were ahead. Now they are 8th in the away table in Serie A. If you look at the previous season, they've always been around the 3rd, 4th spots when it comes to games on the road. Goal difference away in Serie A is 0. 7 defeats in the league. Only 4 clean sheets away in the league. Only 1 in Europe against Rakov Częstochowa. But they didn't lose twice in Lisbon against Sporting, against the leaders of the Portuguese league. And I think that was a big, big achievement to not lose in a knockout in the group stages. It is a team that goes and plays on the front foot, the press is high, that it could be likely to score a goal. but he's a very leaky defense, and he's always been a defense also impoverished by the absence of Scalvini. He's going to be out for a month. Lately, they've been saved by Carnesecchi. They only won one of the last five away games. They won 3-0 in Napoli, but the goalkeeper made a couple of fantastic saves. So he did in the Coppa semi-final against Fiorentina, only lost 1-0. In the end, today they lost, but curiously, in the Europa League, it's always been Musso who played between the stick, and he let six goals in seven games. The rotation of Gasperini is going to be really important, and also this at Anfield is going to be their eighth away game in the last 10. They had a massive fixture pile-up. Everyone will remember in Italy when they went to Anfield in 2020 and won 2-0. Well, 2 weeks before, they were beaten 5-0 at home by Liverpool, and I think that's really the level where they are. I think Liverpool are going to win, probably comfortably, minus 1.25 in the Asian handicap, minus 134.
So Will likes both teams to score. Yes, Daniele likes Liverpool on the Asian handicap, giving away a goal and a quarter. Leverkusen West Ham next, again Thursday, 3 p.m. Leverkusen Bundesliga champions elect, minus 230. West Ham plus 575. Draw plus 375. Another big Asian line to overcome if you are a Leverkusen backer looking at those Asian lines. But Steve, Xabi Alonso's side with a pretty similar home record to Liverpool's, and one that you would have thought would be good enough to get the better of West Ham. What's your thinking here?
Yeah, I'm happy to take Leverkusen on the minus 1.25 Asian handicap at plus 100, I think it is. This should be a comfortable victory for the German side, who in the last round, I think they were given the biggest scare. No one expected Karabag to really get near them. But I think they had a few distractions around that period. Looking at the Bundesliga, the manager, there was a massive distraction around him, around both of those two legs. And Karabag, to be quite frank, are probably better than a lot of people give him credit for. So that is what I think led to their problems in the previous round. They can really focus on this competition now. The Bundesliga is in the bag. The German Cup final should be a shoo-in, really, shouldn't it? They're facing, is it third division, Kaiserslautern, second division?
Second.
That. Yes. It shouldn't be too hard. I just think, really, let's just... If Bayer Leverkusen were in the Premier League, they'd be the fourth best side, wouldn't they? And they wouldn't be at the level of the top three, but they would be, for me, better than Spurs. They'd be better than Villa, definitely. And if, you know, say, Spurs were even money favourites away at West Ham recently. So if they were home against them, they're probably about a minus one line, aren't they? I'm thinking Leverkusen are better than Spurs. So minus 1.25 feels about fair. It's not an amazing value line, but I just think they're a far better side. Better coach. I mean, let's be honest, we've got this modern upcoming coach who every big club's going to be after in the next few years against a, you know, an aging David Moyes who we know how he's going to play.
I nearly said dinosaur,
but that's a bit disrespectful to David Moyes. But we know how David Moyes is going to approach his game. He's going to try and just get out of there, you know, defend, you know, park the bus a little bit at times, grind out, say, a tight defeat. They lost against Freiburg, didn't they, in the previous round away from home. I mean, Freiburg are nowhere near as good as Leverkusen. So that worries me in itself. Second leg might be a bit different. I think West Ham will throw the kitchen sink at them in the second leg. But I think this... going to be night and day potentially between the two sides here in Germany, and at very, very worst, Leverkusen surely take the win on the night. So I like the handicap minus 1.25 around even money.
Where would you have Leverkusen in the Premier League, Will? Would you have them
I would have them fourth.
Milan Roma next up, Thursday, 3 p.m. Again in the Europa League. Milan are favourites, minus money, minus 112, Roma plus 310. Milan almost certain to get Champions League next season, Daniele. Not the case for Roma, although they have done well under De Rossi since he came in. I mean, who's the game bigger for in Italy? What's the sort of vibe here in terms of, do Milan need it more than Roma? Does De Rossi need it? What's the thought process here?
I mean, Milan more than Roma, because perhaps Milan fans thought they would have been in the title race a bit longer, whereas Roma never really thought about pushing for the title, but of course for the top four. But both are in a great, great form. You know, in the last 11 games, both collected 26 points, second only to Inter, really, in this mini league. Roma 24 goals in the last 11, Milan 22, so they both average above 2 goals per game. And Roma comes on the back of a very important win, a scrappy derby, 1-1-0, but, you know, really a transformed team in the passage from Mourinho to De Rossi.
What are we like in terms of the play here for this one? Are we expecting it tight? I mean, they were tight, weren't they, in the Champions League when Milan were involved last year? Do they revert to Italian type a little bit here? What's the play?
I'm expecting a cliche, an under 2.5 goals, minus 115. I think as much as we talked about how brilliant Milan, you know, have been recently, they score a lot of goals. They won 7 consecutive games now for the first time since 2006. That tells you how rough the recent years have been for them. But they got more points in the table now compared to when the league 2 years ago, perhaps arguably with a weaker team. And Roma, we mentioned 26 points in 11 games. They shorten the distance from the fourth spot. They're currently in fifth, but I think this is going to be an under 2.5 goals, and I've crunched the number a little bit. So Italian teams have met 36 times in total in Europe. The first time was in 1985. Now, of these 36 games, 29 of them have had 2 goals or less. Last year, all the games in the Champions League were under 2.5 goals. So normally this game, especially the first leg, is cagey. Nobody really wants to risk it too much. And also the fact that the two legs are too close to each other, I think that makes the first leg even more cagey. I do see Milan having an advantage. I think they got more quality, they got more options. Roma attacks are gone a little bit dry. Recently, Lukaku hasn't scored in the last 5 games. Dybala is a little bit hit and miss. I think the most dangerous player remains at the moment Pellegrini. I think Milan got a little bit more. But if it's going to be a Milan win, probably a low-scoring game. So I'm going to go for under 2.5.
This is the weird thing, isn't it, Steve? This is a European game, but it's an all-Italian game, and we've seen all Spanish games, all English games, and so on and so forth. I mean, should we class it as a European game or a domestic game? I mean, the mindset changes. It shouldn't do, but it does it?
I don't know, Dan. I mean, end of the day, I think it might depend.
I'm with Danielli. I think it's right. I think you can't go on the domestic numbers. I'll ask Will the same question in a second.
But I don't know. I think it depends on the country as well and how the mindset is. For example, I mean, semi-final of the Champions League, we might get Arsenal and Man City, for example. I tend to agree here with Danielli about the under.
Yeah, I think
this
it's great.
This feels like this could be a tie that maybe goes all the way the distance to penalties or something like that in the second leg. I don't know. 1-0 either way, maybe. No one's going to want to be out of the tie after the first leg, are they?
No. But, I mean, you look, as Danielli points out, you look at Milan's number. Danielli's tipped Milan up on the European show an awful lot for overs, and it's coming. Will, does it make any difference that this is a European tie, you know, and it's got the Europa League banner with it? And, again, when you got all English, French, Champions League ties or whatever, does it make any sort of difference when you look at a game? Do you look at it like it's a domestic game, or is it because it's a knockout game, it's different? I don't know.
I think maybe when away goals was a factor, then potentially that would have been a different dimension, but I don't really know, to be honest. I think I'd probably look at it like a domestic game. But I do like the under as well. It's a weird kind of idiosyncrasy with the Europa League and the Conference League this season is we've seemed to have picked a lot of overs, but pretty much every line seems to have indiscriminately been set at 2.5. And this is certainly one where you look and you think this should be 2.25, not 2.5. So maybe the odds makers are getting a bit lazy and just chucking out 2.5s all over the place.
If we do look at it as a domestic games, all the last 8 games between Milan and Roma have all been both to score, and 7 out of 8 have been more than 3 goals in it. There's even been a 3-3 recently. So the stats goes out the window. But I think considering how tight, how close it's going to be.
This is it. This is the thing, isn't it? Where do you take your stats from? Where do you take your numbers from? One more Europa League game to preview. Benfica Marseille. We've got picks from Will and Steve here. They've been on the bus to school together and copied each other again for this one. Thursday, 3 p.m. Benfica Marseille. Benfica minus 112. Marseille plus 290. Draw plus 270. Benfica losing the Lisbon derby late on. Stats say that that game was very even, although I saw someone on Twitter saying this is why Sporting is such the best team in Portugal. They absolutely spanked Benfica. That I don't think the numbers said that. Marseille's mini renaissance has ended fairly abruptly. Who wants to? Will, you can go first on this one. Tell us your pick.
Yeah, shout out to Mark. I think Mark Stinchcombe was the one who quoted.
Is that what it was? Yeah. I mean, is that right? Twitter. I didn't see the game. I just looked at some figures and thought, really? Anyway.
Yeah, I did the exact same you did and retrospectively went and looked at the data. It looked like it was pretty close. But that kind of consolidated this pick in my mind. I like Benfica here. And I don't have many notes on this game. But what I will say is, I think Marseille are the worst team left in the competition.
Steve, cover your ears.
By quite a distance. Sorry, Steve, but I know he's going to back me up with this pick. So I feel like he might agree with me. And I've got them at least a quarter of a goal worse than Benfica here. They've lost the last four in all competitions. I believe Jonathan Klaus is still out and he's a big, big piece for them. Benfica pushed a very good Sporting close, both in the Taça de Portugal and the Primeira Liga over the past week. That could be a negative, though, to fierce games against rivals in the last week. Could they be a little bit depleted psychologically and physically? But I've just had a quick look while we've been talking or leading up to this at the prices that Benfica were going off in the Champions League group stage games at home. They went off plus 120 at home to Real Sociedad. They went off plus 135 at home to Inter. That was a rotated Inter, I believe, on that day.
Yeah.
And I can't find what price they went off in their other home group stage game. But Marseille are not on the level of those teams. And so I think even money, when I originally tipped this up, was clearly far too big. It's into minus 112 now, I believe. I'd still bet it there. I just think Benfica are the far superior team. Home advantage is going to be big here because it's going to be big. They know, you know, going away to the Velodrome is going to be difficult. It's going to be a fiery atmosphere there. So they're going to have to take something away to France. And the fact that Steve concurs, being a Marseille and Ligue 1 specialist, just gives me all the confidence I need to really pull the trigger hard on this one. Plus 100 Benfica.
Steve, you're backing against your team here. You're not going to be invited into the ultra section at Velodrome anytime soon. If they're watching this show, you're going along with this one, aren't you?
Well, I think these are the two weakest teams left in the tournament, and they drew against each other. It was a perfect draw for both, wasn't it? It actually gives them, they will feel they've got a chance here. But really, I mean, Benfica on the money line for me at minus 112. I think they're actually even better priced on the minus half Asian handicaps. So do go searching there wherever you're betting at. But Benfica should take the first leg. Marseille, you mentioned sort of the revival, right, under Jean-Louis Gasset. But who did they beat in that run, really? They didn't beat anyone good. I mean, you got the likes of Clermont, Nantes, Montpellier. Yeah, they did beat Villarreal 4-0, but Villarreal aren't what they once were, are they? So as soon as they've played anyone decent since then, like Rennes, PSG, Lille, they've been comfortably beaten. They're not a very good side. They've got injuries. You know, all over the place, really. There's a couple of players who started against Lille who were actually ineligible here. Gay is ineligible. Garcia's ineligible. And Benfica, it does worry me a little bit that they drew against Rangers at home. It does worry me that they needed a 96-minute winner to beat Toulouse at home. And they haven't actually kept a clean sheet at home in any European match this season. But they're going to have, I think, just too much for Marseille. I mean, you could argue, you know, the Rangers aren't much worse than Marseille at the moment anyway. So some would probably say Rangers are even better. Don't know. No, I can't have that, can I? It's a Scottish team. But at the end of the day, they should be... Benfica should get the job done in 90 minutes. Far superior side. You know, in Portugal, Sporting, it seems, are the best team at the moment. So we can't really hold it against them too much that they lost against them in the... league and the cup recently. I mean, I think this could be quite a comfortable win, actually, Dan. It's quite worrying. This is not a good time for Marseille. They're not that good, and the second leg atmosphere might soon get bad as well. you know, I'm not going to talk anymore. It's Benfica money line minus 110.
All right, okay. But what about overs in this game? We've liked Marseille overs a lot this season. No overs for this one, Steve?
Yeah, I like overs. Yeah, I said Benfica haven't kept a clean sheet at home in Europe yet this season. Marseille don't look solid defensively. They might. I can't work out my mind if they're actually going to get on the score sheet or not. Marseille, I don't know. Maybe I'll give them a goal, but I wouldn't have my life on it or anything.
Okay.
What's the line on the over-under, Dan? Is it 2.5 by any chance?
Yeah, well, I only write down over. I don't go into these Asian lines. I don't really understand them. I'll leave that to you two. I think it probably is over 2.5. Minus 137 over 2.5, plus 112 under 2.5. So that'd be the line, wouldn't it, I think. What are you saying? They got lazy again, the compilers, with this one? Are you go over?
No, I did see 2.5 on your sheet, and yeah. It was.
I don't start looking at any of these exotic lines. It's beyond
exactly 2.75 line, really.
Well, is it?
Yeah,
in general. Yeah.
I think that's the reason why I wouldn't be on the over is right, 2.75 is
too high. Yeah,
a little bit too. Yeah.
Okay. Conference League. We've got a couple of plays. We might even have a third official play. It depends if Will's going to give us one. We'll get to that in a sec. Outrights. Four or futures for the Conference League: Villa plus 175, Fiorentina plus 300, Lille plus 500, Fenerbahce plus 600. Tens bar those. Futures thoughts very quickly. I want to say, has the draw opened anything up? And does the draw mean anything in the Conference League? Not to do it down, but has it changed anything for us here, Steve? I mean, you were sort of fairly sweet on Lille. They've got a tough draw at Villa. We're on Villa. We're on Fenerbahce as well. What do you make of it? Any value at the minute?
First of all, I actually want to give a shout out to Olympiacos for the comeback in the previous round, which got me a winner. I feel like I should get a shirt to put in my background after that comeback. But
yeah, we've got enough teams on the naughty step. They are very much right to the top of the tree.
I've got to be I'm almost sad I've got to be against them now. I'm going to want Fenerbahce to get through them. That's a really spicy one, by the way. We've not got a bet in that game, but Greece against Turkey is always going to be good. Look, I mean, in terms of the outright, did it change an awful lot? Villa are the comfortable favourites here. The winner of Villa against Lille does face Olympiacos. I think there's clearly a softer section in the bottom half of the draw. One of Victoria Pils and Fiorentina, Club Brugge or PAOK are going to make the final. I actually think PAOK are a bit of a dark horse to make the final. But at this point in time, I think we've got outright tickets on Villa and Olympiacos. Sorry, Fenerbahce. So let's hope they meet in the semi-final.
Daniel, we're going to talk about Fiorentina because you've got to play them shortly. But just generally here, I mean, they are turning into a cup team, aren't they, really? Coppa Italia the last season, this season, Europe last season. I mean, they seem to be able to get it done in knockout competitions. Would you bet them at 3-1? To win it?
Yeah, I would at least to reach the final. I think they got any chance to do so. Yes, you're right, they're becoming a cup team. I think they got some moments of brilliance. They got a style of play, very open, take a lot of risk, which I think makes them more suited for cup competition, especially without away goals. Last season they scored an awful lot of goals in the Conference League, but also lost three games in the route to final. You won't find many teams that lose three games and get to European final, really. So yeah, I think the draw has opened up for them, really.
Yeah.
And it's the biggest chance for them to play in Europe this next season is really to do well in one of the two cups.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, they probably are in the better half of the draw. They avoid Villa, avoid Lille. Will, futures thoughts? Anything?
I'm looking at it through the lens of our Villa tickets, and I'm feeling much less confident about Villa now than when we tipped it up. But I can't really figure out who I'd want to take them on with. So, yeah, that's my kind of thoughts on the strength of the draw.
Okay, let's get a couple of picks, and maybe one from Will, who has promised me one off the record. Let's go Victoria Plzeňa against Fiorentina first. This is Thursday, 12:45. Fiorentina, even money away from home here. We mentioned they're good in cup competitions. Daniele, you have got to play in this game. What is it?
Both teams to score at minus 134. Fiorentina always entertaining, always a good watch, but always the same mistakes as ever. I think against Milan, they lost back-to-back games now against Milan, against Juventus in the league, and they play well. You always have the feelings, well, have they done anything wrong? Not really. Tonight, they lost against Juventus. They had 78% possession, second half hit the post. By the way, they hit the woodwork 18 times in Serie A. That's the highest number of Italian league. But it's something we've seen already. They seem maybe to start the games a little bit soft, to don't have the aggressivity from the start, or when they do, they press too high, they leave themselves exposed. I don't think they got enough quick defenders to recover and to make up. And also, when you look at the away form of Fiorentina, it's very, very bad. Only 16 points, minus 3 goal difference, lost 7 times in the league. They lost to Inter, Milan, Bologna, Juventus without scoring, winless away since the 22 December in Serie A, of course, but also a very bad expected goals away differential in Serie A, something around plus 6.85. So they should have conceded more goals than we actually did. And as we mentioned, they already lost 3 games last season in the Conference League, 1 this season away in Vienna, only 8 clean sheets since last season. They often concede from home. I think they're more than capable to win this game 3-2, but to let a couple of goals in.
Both teams to score, yes, for Victoria Plzeňa against Fiorentina. And Villa-Lille, we have got a pick, 3 p.m. On Thursday. Steve Villa's home form, not as solid as it was earlier this season. Lille are finding a little bit of form. Jonathan David is beginning to fire. What's the play here? What do you like?
Over 2.5 goals, Dan, at minus 125. And this goal line stood out to me. I think, as Will said, I think that the odds compilers have just stuck a 2.5 in front of a lot of games in the Europa League and Conference League this round. I thought this goal line would be up between 2.75 and 3, to be honest. I'm not saying I'm actually mega confident about the outcome, but I do think I'm actually getting some line value. I think Lille can get a result here if they're bold. And if they have a game plan which takes the game to Villa, because Villa will play under Unai Emery, they'll always give you a chance. I mean, look at that Brentford match at the weekend, 3-3 draw. They were cruising and then they let them actually take the lead. It's just the style that Emery plays. That he'll, I think if you're an attacking team and you've got the pacey attacking weapons like Lille do have with David, like Zagrova, they've got weapons. And so I think they can come here. I just hope they come with a positive mentality rather than kind of, I don't know, sort of contain them and try and draw or have a one-goal defeat. Like some teams just do that, don't they, by default? So I hope they don't have that attitude. But if they come here really raring to go, they're more than capable of springing a surprise on Villa. I think Lille are the second best team in France. I really do. I think they are. The league table doesn't show it, but that's how I see them right now. And it's no gimme, you know. I think this might be the toughest challenge for Villa to actually win this trophy, potentially. I think this should be. We know Villa have got goals in them, you know, with the likes of Watkins and all that. They play very aggressive. I find them a tough team at times. Their over-unders seems to go up and down, up and down. One week it's an over, then it's an under. Weird side, aren't they, Villa? A bit like that. So I just hope we get a high octane sort of game. Equally, there's a chance it could be a damp squib. So I thought with the goal line low, and I thought it'd be with the chance of it exploding, I'll strike with the over.
Over 2.5 goals is the play from Steve. Will, you invented Conference Corner. You were the first person to have an off-the-menu selection, because this was called the Europa League show right at the start of the year. But you decided to go for a couple. But you got no pick. Or have you got a pick? You told me you had a pick. Well, not a pick, a lean. Is it a lean or is it a pick? Have you got anything for us?
I found a pick for you, Dan.
Is this an official play? We'll have to give it to Joe on the spreadsheet.
It can be if you want it to be. It can be official. We can make it official.
What is it?
Yeah, we've got to maintain our integrity. We're not going to be fudging the numbers, but if you want it to be a pick, we can make it official.
Okay.
It's an overs play, and I think you might like it. It's 2.5. Surprise, surprise. The line is 2.5. I actually really like Steve's play. Over 2.5 in a Villa game. Over 2.5 in a Villa game is unheard of.
At that price, minus 125.
It stood out like a sore thumb. Yeah. I was really surprised.
And then, on top of that, Steve provoked me to think about how Lille are likely to set up. And he's right. With guys like Jonathan David and Dragovia against that high line, I wouldn't be surprised to see them get on the score sheet. So I love that play. But my play is Olympiacos Fenerbahce over 2.5, -104. Doesn't make sense to me, that line, the more I look into this. There is a very weak Conference League trend that I'm going to mention. I didn't want to because it's so weak and I'm kind of embarrassed by it. But last season and the 2021-22 season, 6 of the 8 in both seasons went over 2.5 in the quarterfinals. But that's including the second leg. So I think that's cheating a little bit with that trend. But Olympiacos combined 12 goals in their games in the round of 16 in that famous tie that came back and did Steve and I a favour. Fenerbahce only 4 goals in their combined in their round of 16 games, although the XG shows perhaps this should have been closer to 6. If you look at Fenerbahce across all of their games this season, 34 of 48 have gone over 2.5 in competitive games. So, you know, that's 2/3 of their games. So you're looking at 67% for Fenerbahce. And I think there's a perception that Greek teams are defensive-minded. But, you know, if you look a bit further back with Olympiacos, 25 goals in 6 Europa League group stage games, which is over 4 a game. And then Fenerbahce themselves, 24 goals in their 6 Conference League group stage games. We've talked about Fenerbahce overs before and previously had success with it. So it's really hard to make an argument that under 2.5 should be favoured based off those stats. The price is -104 as well, so close to even money. Mm. And I just think, when you're looking at Conference League and Europa League, where perhaps there's not as much pressure as in Champions League, and the lines are 2.5, and you find 2 offensive-minded teams, it's hard to resist. So yeah, official pick, Olympiacos Fenerbahce over 2.5.
Love it. We get an extra play in the conference. That game, incidentally, kicks off. Is that an early game on the Thursday? It is 12:45 Eastern. If you're getting involved in Olympiacos Fenerbahce over 2.5, great stuff. Best. Before we go, Will, what's your best play in the Conference League / Europa League this Thursday?
I think I'm going to make it Benfica to beat Marseille +100 or -112.
Daniele.
The under in Milan-Roma, under 2.5, minus under 15.
And Steve?
Oh, it's going to have to be Benfica, unfortunately, on the money line to beat
Marseille. Don't mind a few 2-unit plays. Don't worry about that. That wraps up Betting Weekly Extra Time, Europa League and Conference League edition. Many thanks to Steve, to Will and Daniele. Stay up to date with all of the content from the Betting Weekly team on our YouTube channel. From all of us for today, it is goodbye.